Where have all the cowboys gone? Well, that is the question that Bear Wozniak poses in his new book, 12 Rules for Manliness. Bear joining us here on The Morning Blend. Good morning, my friend. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. One of my longest time friends in radio. Maybe one of the first 10 or so people that I met when I was touring the country with my little radio show and came into the radio station there in Boise. I just remember hearing this booming voice, like from the way back in the building. And I thought that was the first real radio voice I had heard on my tour. So, and you've been such a big part of promoting my ministry. So I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm really enjoying this new book, being a Montana native, you know, growing up around cowboys, having family and friends that were out at the Saddle Club. And this really kind of speaks to me and my Montana heritage. But the introduction, you know, it's kind of based on that Paula Cole song, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? But maybe just what cowboys meant to you. You mentioned in the introduction about when you were in high school, you spent some time in Waco, Texas. You're a surfer, so how does this California surfer dude survive your time in Texas?
Well, there's that famous cowboy saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it surf.
No, I never heard that one.
Actually, I wanted to write a book that would communicate to men as the way men talk with each other. And the military, Doug Berry's done the military part, and the Knights of Columbus have the Knights part. So what better than to do cowboys? And I've always loved, as a young kid, I talked to so many men when I go speak at conferences, and they all identify, bishops and priests alike, with the cowboy. I mean, Father Bryce Lundgren over there in Wyoming, he and his brother love Louis L'Amour Westerns, as do I. And in fact, I have 105 imitation leather-bound books that we get once a month, you know. And Father Bryce was saying, you know, in the TV show Gunsmoke, Matt Dillon was a celibate. So he identifies with him because he had the freedom, although he took care of Miss Kitty when she was vulnerable. He had the freedom to roam and ride like he does now as a priest, to do whatever needs to be done to minister. But I think there really is something to the cowboys that we were raised with. Someone asked me, what men had the most influence on your life? And I would say my dad, my football coach, and Louis L'Amour, the great Western novelist, because his heroes were always, the four cardinal virtues were very much exhibited in them. And the other thing about Louis L'Amour is the women in his books were always powerful. He was one of the first authors to depict women that way. That doesn't mean they weren't vulnerable at the time. I took Christian Okoye out, the Nigerian Nightmare from the Kansas City Chiefs, taught him how to surf out here. ESPN wanted some footage. He couldn't hardly paddle because he was too strong, too heavy muscles. So would he be considered a vulnerable person? No. But he found himself in a vulnerable place. And that's where the men in the Louis L'Amour Westerns would step up to help a woman that might be in distress or a town that might be in distress. So, yeah, I learned a lot about the four cardinal virtues growing up from my coach, from Louis L'Amour. Well, who was your favorite cowboy on TV?
Well, yeah, looking back, we watch Bonanza, we watch Gunsmoke. Yeah. I like the Clint Eastwood Westerns. So that's what I grew up with. And it's just gritty. But, you know, we had this term that was bandied around a few years ago, this toxic masculinity. And I didn't really feel that way. Like you mentioned in the Louis L'Amour books, that's not the kind of masculinity that they're talking about.
Well, I don't even use that word anymore. It's kind of like the rainbow got co-opted. Masculinity got co-opted. The word planned, as in Planned Parenthood, got co-opted. And so that's why I chose the word 12 rules for manliness, because the word man, its root word in Latin, there's two root words for man in Latin. One is vir, which is where you get the word virtue. That's what a man is. And then homo sapien, the word homo means from the ground. And in Genesis 1, Adam, Adamo, means from the ground. Men are made out of mud, you know. And so in the book, we emphasize grit and we emphasize grace. But a man is very different than a woman. A woman is more highly distilled. She comes from his rib. She didn't have to get drugged right out of the mud, you know. So, and that's why we adore them so much. You know, it's an interesting thing. I love to golf. And one of the reasons I love to golf is because how beautiful the courses are.
Right.
I love to surf for the same thing. You know, these guys made out of dirt and mud. We men, we still have an eye for beauty. You know, it's interesting, isn't it? I think one of the reasons why we're attracted to women is because, you know, I always tell my wife she's pretty, but I said, I'm attracted to your beauty. That's different. That's that inner radiance. And so even though we're made out of mud, we have appreciation for a woman in our lives, but men have to a great extent in this last generation. They don't, you know, as John Paul II said, Brian, his first writings, love and responsibility. We right. don't take responsibility for the woman that we love or supposedly love, because love, when I first read his writing, Love and Responsibility, I thought, what a downer, you know, love and responsibility. And then I really came to realize they're the same thing. Yeah, in Hawaii, we have the word kuleana. It means your area of care and concern. And he said, you know, loving a woman is something sacrificial, something where you limit your own freedom to give her freedom. You know, I'm a tandem surfer. I lift my wife when we surf and all these extreme lifts. That's what men are supposed to do. Our goal is to lift women so that her beauty and her power displays the glory of God.
This saying that you have in the book, and I've heard you use it on the different radio and TV programs that you're on over the years, but soft times make for soft men. Soft men make for tough times. Tough times make for tough men. And then tough men make for soft times. So this cyclical aspect of our nation, yeah. of the world's history, where do you think we are right now in that cycle?
Well, first of all, got to give that credit. We don't know who said those words. I don't know. I have found, though, over the years, a lot of my best stuff was plagiarized by Augustine and Aquinas, and some of my very best work they stole. Have you ever found out you can never have an original thought as a Catholic? Someone smarter than you already thought of it. But no, it's really true. I think we're at a turning point. I mean, you know, we all know what happened just recently. All the young men coming into the Catholic faith. But it's that where we were at that stage where soft men make for hard times. And it became disgusting to see soft men. Nice guys, you know, like they're the guys sitting at Starbucks reading poetry, writing their new poem, Why Can't We All Just Get Along? Like, that's yeah. the definition. God calls us to be good men. And Jesus said, only God is good. So that's a huge responsibility to be a good man. I mean, people used to introduce me, or they still do, oh, this is Bear Wozniak. He's a nice guy. And I go, no, I'm not. I'm not nice. But I hope to be a good man. But I'm not nice.
I love it.
If someone's going to mess with someone, I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to step between the vulnerable and danger.
And of course, in Hawaii there, you've got this word ohana family and mm-hmm. our extended Christian family, Catholic family, central to our culture. Again, men just have to step up because we have that role of protector.
Right. Ohana. There's that saying, no member of the family is left behind. It's kind of like the Marines saying, ohana. Such a powerful word. And we have to embrace and take care of and protect our family. It's really what makes a boy into a man, isn't it? Taking yeah. on responsibility. And it's so interesting because I see all the young beach boys down here at the beach. Beach boys are the guys who work on they were the retainers of royalty. They would bring royalty and their guests, and then Hollywood stars, when they'd come out, take them out surfing. It's quite an honor to work on the beach. But I saw my sons working down at the beach, and then I see these young boys working down there, and they're goofing around and they're flirting with the girls. And then now I see them 20 years later. I just talked to a guy yesterday, Paka. He's got two kids. He's working two jobs. You know, one job for each kid. And he's growing to be a man, right? Taking kuleana, taking responsibility for your ohana.
12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? The latest book from Bear Wozniak. And over the coming weeks, we will dedicate 1 week per chapter, because this is deep and it's important at this time in our culture. So we really want to take our time and go through this book. People want to get a hold of it. Where can they find it?
Well, any Catholic bookstore, EWTN catalog, our website, schoolofmanliness.com. And I know some people reject buying things through Amazon, but when you buy through Amazon, it builds up the algorithm, because we want to be in the marketplace evangelizing. When someone buys there, then Amazon promotes the book more, so we reach people who might not normally pick up that book. So any place books are sold, let's put it that way.
Excellent. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Aloha.